The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Bear Advocacy Blindness Education and Advocacy Resources. There are opportunities for summer STEM camp sessions virtually. From the American Printing House Connect Center, there is a PPG scholarship to apply for by July 1st. From the NOPBC, there is an opportunity to take digital SATs for graduating high school students. And from Tech Explorist, there are new factors behind better vision. And if I still have time, there are a couple of articles, snippets of articles from AARP Magazine and AARP Bulletin and Diabetes Self-Management that I'd like to share with you. So let's get started. From Bear Advocacy, Blindness Education and Advocacy Resources, a Facebook post this week. 2022 Virtual Excel STEM Camp. Once again, the American Printing House for the Blind has some incredible summer opportunities for blind and low vision students. In addition to getting together with peers and enjoying top-notch instruction from talented educators, students who register in time will receive APH products related to their camp. Please explore the opportunities listed below and sign up soon. Some of these have expired, so I will start with the ones that haven't. Virtual Excel Great STEM Campout for kindergarten through third grade. Register by June 2nd. That passed. Virtual Excel STEM Camp on a Desert Island for 4th through 7th grades. Register by July 15th in order to ensure receiving free items related to camp. Dates July 25th through 29th from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Virtual Excel Crime Scene Investigation Camp for 8th through 12th grades. Register by July 15th in order to ensure receiving free items related to camp. Dates July 25th through 29th from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Virtual Excel Oreos and Abacai Camp for 5 to 8-year-olds. Register by July 22nd in order to ensure receiving free items related to camp. Dates August 1st through 5th from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. and Canada. Virtual Excel Oreos and Abacai Camp for 9 to 14-year-olds. Registration deadline by July 22nd in order to ensure receiving free items related to camp. Dates August 1 through 5 from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. El Campamento STEM de Español Virtual de Excel en una Isla Desierta. That would be the same camp in Spanish. Fecha límite de inscripción, 22nd to July. And the camp runs 8th through 12th of August from 1500 to 1600 hours. That's 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Full descriptions are included in the sign-up sheets, and I will see if I can scroll down to those. The Virtual Excel STEM Camp on a Desert Island is for students with vision loss grades 4th through 7th grade and include a live hour at noon Eastern Time, July 25th through 29th, Monday through Friday, and is free to all registrants. We will continue to record these sessions so all have the opportunity to learn. Also included are 5 at-home extension activities for the camp theme and with camp supplies that will be sent to the student. Parents, please register your student for the camp that matches their needs. As parents, you know if they would be more appropriately placed with the age level identified. If you are unsure, we suggest reaching out to your teacher of students with visual impairments. And remember, each student must be registered separately and must meet the definition of blindness in your state. Campers will survive on a desert island while learning about physical science and engineering. Whether they are figuring out how to build a waterproof container for a message to be sent in a bottle, or how to construct an area to sleep that is dry, campers will gain cooperative learning skills, computational thinking, and develop scientific practices for planning and carrying out investigations. Register early. Grants are providing students from the United States of America an APH product that will be used during camp, so we need registrations completed early. For students to receive items in time for camp, they must have registered for this week by July 15, 2022. Those who register after that date are still welcome to attend. We would suggest working with your teacher of students with visual impairments to procure the product for use during camp, as all items are available through federal quota. To make sure we have the correct information for your student, you may be contacted via email to confirm information. We are excited to have your student join our virtual Excel Great STEM Campout. Time in Eastern U.S. and Canada, July 25th, 3 to 4 p.m., July 26th, 3 to 4 p.m., July 27th, 3 to 4 p.m., July 28th, 3 to 4 p.m., July 29th, 3 to 4 p.m., Virtual Excel Crime Scene Investigation Camp for 8th through 12th grades. Description: the Virtual Excel Crime Scene Investigation Camp is for students with vision loss, grades 8th through 12th, and include a live hour at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, July 25th through 29th, Monday through Friday, and is free to all registrants. We will continue to record these sessions so all have the opportunity to learn. Also included are 5 at-home extension activities for the camp theme and with the camp supplies that will be sent to the student. Parents, please register your student for the camp that matches their needs. As parents, you know if they would be more appropriately placed with the age level identified. If you are unsure, same as before. Campers will investigate a buried skeleton while learning about science, criminal justice, law, and forensics. Whether they are figuring out how anthropologists determine age of skeletal remains or how height is determined from the long bones of a skeleton, campers will learn the steps of crime scene investigation, develop research skills, and build their scientific practices for planning and carrying out investigations. Time Eastern, noon to 1 p.m., 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th of July. Virtual Excel Oreos and Abacai Camp for 5 to 8-year-olds. The Virtual Excel Oreos and Abacai Camp is for students with vision loss ages 5 to 8 and include a live hour at noon, August 1 through 5, Monday through Friday, and is free to all registrants. We will continue to record these sessions so all have the opportunity to learn. Also included are 5 at-home extension activities for the camp theme and with the camp supplies that will be sent to the student. Campers will investigate spatial relations, measurements, and basic algebra, whether they are determining how to construct the tallest Oreo cookie tower, calculating 1- and 2-digit multiple numbers fast and accurately using an abacus, or engineering a popsicle stick river dam. Campers will build mental images of engineering obstacles, build their scientific practices of planning and carrying out, investigations, and perform speedy arithmetic. Register early, etc., etc. Time in Eastern, August 1st, 1 o'clock. That's noon to 1 o'clock. 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, noon to 1 o'clock. Virtual Excel Oreos and Abacai Camp for 9 to 14-year-olds. Virtually the same thing, different times. That will be from 3 to 4 p.m., August 1st through 5th. And then the same thing in Spanish. I will not read it in Spanish because my Spanish sucks. And there are other blogs available on the Facebook page, including Bear Guides to Accommodations for Blind and Low Vision Students. From the APHConnectCenter.org, posted March 1st, the APH PPG Foundation Physical Science Scholarship. The American Printing House for the Blind is accepting applications for a new scholarship, as supported by the PPG Foundation. The PPG Foundation APH Physical Science Scholarship will be awarded to 2 individuals in the amount of $5,000 each. Deadline July 1st, 2022. How to apply? Submit the following information via email to development@aph.org. Within the body of the email, A, your full name, B, your birth date, C, address, D, phone, E, email, F, high school currently attending, G, intended course of study, H, college attending in fall 2022. Subject of email, last name, first name, PPG scholarship. Please submit 3 attachments in PDF format. 1. Certification of legal blindness. Please attach a copy of an original document that was provided to you by a medical doctor or a professional in the field of vision impairment, education, or rehabilitation, which certifies that you are blind in both eyes as per the legal definition. 2. An essay. Please attach as a separate document an essay of no more than 1,000 words, double-spaced, indicating your qualifications for receiving the scholarship. Share information about your interests, for example, academic, cultural, social, athletics, your accomplishments, for example, awards, recognition, personal growth, obstacles overcome, etc., and what you hope to achieve if you were to be named a scholarship recipient, for example, academic pursuits, professional goals, community service, or leadership aspirations. 3. One letter of reference. Please include one letter of reference from a teacher, supervisor, or other adult mentor with contact information. Criteria for eligibility. Student must be blind or low vision, legally blind in both eyes. A high school senior bound for higher education to pursue a full-time degree at a community college or four-year college or university beginning in fall 2022. Plan to major in chemistry or another physical science program. Demonstrate academic interest, community engagement, and strong interest in participation in STEM. Financial need is not considered. Transcripts and GPA are not required. Please do not send additional information beyond what is required. Recipients will be required to write a thank you letter to PPG upon receiving the scholarship funds. 2. Spend all funds within the fall 2022 semester. Submit receipt with final essay. And 3. Submit a final essay to the APH Scholarship Committee by Friday, January 20th, 2023, relaying accomplishments due to receiving the scholarship and how the funds were spent. Funds must be spent on tuition, housing, fees, instructional materials, and assistive technologies for the purpose of completing education. Funds are to be spent within one academic semester. Receipts must be submitted with final essay. Posted on the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Facebook page. Alert! User study opportunity for blind and low vision high school and college students. The below research participant solicitation is being provided for informational purposes only. The National Federation of the Blind has no involvement in this research, but we believe that it may contribute to our research mission. Note, screen reading software can be more efficient when hyperlinks are used in the document. However, hyperlinks are not available on Facebook. In order to balance the need for efficient screen reading and access to the relevant website, we have set forth a list of websites referenced in this document at the end of the article. Dear blind and low vision high school and college students, the College Board is transitioning the SAT suite of assessments to be delivered digitally, and we invite all low vision and blind high school and college students to join a usability and accessibility study for the new exam application during the 2022 National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind in New Orleans, or virtually. Participation and feedback from educators, parents, and students like you will help us better meet the needs of low vision and blind students. More about the study. Date and time: in person, Wednesday, July 6th, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Central Time, and Thursday, July 7th, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Please arrive 15 minutes early for check-in. Virtual: Wednesday, July 6th, and Thursday, July 7th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. Additional details will be provided closer to the study date. Timing: the study is expected to take 1 hour. Devices: you can test on a Windows laptop running Windows 10 or later, a Mac laptop running a Mac OS 10.11 or later, or an iPad running iOS 10 or later. You can bring your own device or use one of the available testing devices. Compensation: you'll receive a U.S. $100 gift card. Study requirements: to receive compensation, you must complete all activities, which include completing a post-study survey. Additional information: during the in-person facilitated study, you must wear a mask or protective face covering and follow any additional local public health guidelines and building policies. Please review the 2022 National Convention Safety Protocols. If you are under 18, a parent or legal guardian consent is required. You will not receive scores or feedback on your responses, nor can the study be used by you for college admission, placement, scholarships, or other purposes. express interest. Please indicate your interest by June 30th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time by completing the NFB Usability and Accessibility Testing Interest Form. For any questions, contact us via email at cbdigitalsupport@collegeboard.org. Sincerely, the College Board of Services for Students with Disabilities. Digital delivery of SAT suite of assessments at https://satsuite.collegeboard.org/digital. 2022 National Convention Safety Protocols, https://nfb.org/get-involved/national-convention/2022-national-convention-safety-protocols. The NFB Usability and Accessibility Testing Interest Form, https://app.smartsheet.com/b/form/3941c5c/ea52b4db7b cb fb09422305 835. From TechExplorist.com, new factors behind better vision discovered by neuroscientists. Posted June 13th. A new study by the New York University's Center for Neural Science and Department of Psychology sought to illuminate the relevance of these brain traits to how we see. They found that the size of our primary visual cortex and the amount of brain tissue dedicated to processing visual information can predict how well we can see. This reveals a link between brain structure and behavior. Lead author Mark Himmelberg, a postdoctoral researcher in New York University's Center for Neural Science and Department of Psychology, said, "We have found that we can predict how well someone can see based on the unique structure primary visual cortex. By showing that individual variation in the structure of the human visual brain is linked to variation in visual functioning, we can better understand what underlies differences in how people perceive and interact with their visual environment." The primary visual cortex, V1, organizes the image projected from the eye into a map. However, it is distorted, as are many maps, with some areas of the image larger than others. Jonathan Winawer and Marissa Carrasco, professors in NYU's Center for Neuroscience and Department of Psychology, said, "Think of a subway map of New York City, which makes Staten Island look smaller than Manhattan. The map maintains some degree of accuracy, but enlarges regions likely to be of broader interest. Similarly, V1 enlarges the center of the image we see, that is, where our eyes are fixating, relative to the periphery. This is because V1 contains more tissue in the center of our field of vision. V1 also enlarges places to the left and right of where our eyes are fixating compared to locations above and below, due to changes in cortical tissue arrangement. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, they mapped the size of the primary visual cortex, or V1, into more than 24 people. They also measured the quantity of V1 tissue these individuals have dedicated to processing visual information from different locations in their field of view, locations to the left, right, above, and below fixation. These participants were asked to undergo a task designed to assess the quality of their vision at the same locations in their field of view as the V1 measurements. The participants were asked to distinguish between the orientations of patterns displayed on a computer screen to determine contrast sensitivity or the capacity to differentiate between images. Their findings revealed that changes in V1 surface area could predict contrast sensitivity assessments in persons. To begin with, those with a large V1 exhibited superior overall contrast sensitivity than those with a small V1. The largest surface area is 1,776 square millimeters, mm2, and the smallest at 832 square millimeters. Second, those with more cortical tissue committed to processing visual information from a given place in their field of vision had a higher contrast sensitivity in that region than people with less cortical tissue dedicated to that region. Third, a stronger contrast sensitivity at one place, for example left, compared to another site equidistant from fixation, for example above, linked to regions with more or less cortical tissue, respectively, across participants. Carrasco said, in sum, the more local V1 surface area dedicated to encoding a specific location, the better the vision in that location. Our findings show differences in visual perception are inextricably linked to differences in the structure of the primary visual cortex in the brain. Journal reference, Himmelberg, M.M., Winawer, J., and Carrasco, M., linking individual differences in human primary visual cortex to contrast sensitivity around the visual field. National Communication, Issue 13, number 3309, 2022. DOI 10.1038/S41467-022-31041-9. In the June-July issue of AARP, the magazine, under the department Real People, Memory Keeper, the Grandmother of Juneteenth, how activist Obel Lee sparked the movement that turned a cherished tradition into our newest national holiday. I don't have time for the whole article, but I will read the end of it. The future depends on us, older people. We can't be satisfied with just having Juneteenth made into law. We've got joblessness, homelessness, health care, climate change. If we don't address those things, nobody's going to. We have to educate because the books don't always tell the truth. I've seen pictures in textbooks of black folks picking cotton, and they almost looked like they were enjoying themselves. I picked cotton, and ain't nothing enjoyable about it. You have to stand up and say these things cannot happen anymore. Lately, you hear talk about our differences. But under our skin, we are all the same. We bleed red blood, all of us. Freedom isn't something just for black people to celebrate. It's for everybody. I'd like to see our country celebrate freedom from Juneteenth to the 4th of July. Now that would be a celebration. If each one of us could convince one person who's not on the same page, we could do it. It's not going to happen in a day or a week. We have to work on it, slowly, persistently. That's how change happens. As told to interviewer David Hochman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, retired teacher Opal Lee, 95, lives in Fort Worth, Texas. On June 18th, she will lead a multi-city fundraising walk called Opal's Walk for Freedom. The history of Juneteenth timeline. 1865, the U.S. Army arrives in Galveston, Texas, and on June 19th informs enslaved African Americans of their freedom. 1866, annual June 19 Jubilee Day celebrations begin in Texas with parades, cookouts, prayer gatherings, and music. 1968, the Reverend Ralph Abernathy calls Juneteenth Solidarity Day in the Poor People's Campaign. 1979, the Texas legislature makes Juneteenth a state holiday. 2016, with 45 states now recognizing Juneteenth, Opal Lee, 89 at the time, began her journey from Texas to Washington, D.C. 2021, Congress passes a law to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. From the June AARP Bulletin, When Drugs Don't Mix, that was under Your Health on page 22. Three things that affect your meds. Some common ingredients in foods, drinks, and herbal supplements may affect your prescription drugs. Number one, alcohol can increase drowsiness and raise the risks of overdoses when used with many drugs for anxiety, seizures, or depression, according to the National Institutes of Health. It also can interfere with blood sugar control if you take metformin for diabetes. Number two, grapefruit and grapefruit juice can increase side effects in many medications, including certain statins and blood pressure and heart rhythm drugs, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reports. Talk with your doctor about when to avoid this fruit. Number three, herbal supplements can interact with a variety of meds. Ginkgo biloba and garlic can increase bleeding risks if you take anti-clotting drugs. St. John's wort can reduce the effectiveness of warfarin and certain statins, as well as calcium channel blockers and digoxin. There's a chart called, If You Take This, Be Careful With, The Reason and Your Options. If you take anticoagulants, heparin, warfarin, dabigatran, apixaban, rivaroxaban, and edoxaban, Be careful with aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen and naproxen. The reason? Taking NSAIDs or aspirin with blood thinners can increase the risk of serious bleeding. Options: acetaminophen is safe with most blood thinners, but consult your doctor if you take warfarin. Sleeping pills, zolpidem, azopiclone, triazolam, certain antidepressants, mirtazapine, fluoxetine, tranquilizers, diazepam, alprazolam, the painkiller, gabapentin. Be careful with sleep aids, antihistamines, or cold and allergy medicines containing diphenhydramine, such as Benadryl, or chlorpheniramine, such as chlorotrimetan. Taking multiple meds that cause sleepiness can impair your ability to stay alert and could raise your risk for falls and auto accidents, Steinman says. Try less sedating antihistamines such as loratadine, fexofenadine, or cetirizine, or treat nasal allergies with a steroid nasal spray such as fluticasone. Meds that lower blood pressure, including diuretics, calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, and ACE inhibitors. Decongestants such as pseudoephedrine, phenylephrine, and oxymetolazone will interact. These drugs can raise your blood pressure, canceling out some of the benefits of your blood pressure meds. To relieve a stuffy nose, try saline nasal spray or humidified air. Read labels carefully to spot decongestants in cold and flu formulas. If you take prescription painkillers that contain acetaminophen, be careful of over-the-counter acetaminophen. Raising your overall dose could damage your liver. Acetaminophen is in hundreds of pain and fever meds, so talk to your doctor and read labels. Synthetic thyroid hormones, levothyroxine, iron pills, calcium supplements containing calcium citrate or calcium carbonate, also in some antacids. But multivitamins with calcium or iron can interact. Calcium and iron can make it hard to absorb thyroid medications, potentially reducing their effectiveness. Take thyroid pills at least 2 hours before or 4 hours after calcium supplements, multivitamins, or antacids. Ask your doctor about at-home monitoring. If you take statins, atorvastatin, simvastatin, lovastatin, fluvastatin, be careful with proton pump inhibitors such as omeprazole, which reduce stomach acid and come in prescription and non-prescription forms. Studies suggest they may increase blood levels of some statins, potentially raising the risk for side effects, including liver, muscle, and kidney damage. Many people safely take these drugs together, Thompson says, but tell your physician about the combination. Your doctor can monitor you and make necessary adjustments. Abbreviated statements from the article include: interactions between prescription and over-the-counter meds are common and sometimes dangerous. They may raise or lower the level of drug in your system, says Michael Steinman, MD, a geriatrician and professor of medicine at University of California, San Francisco. They may work the same as your prescription drug, intensifying side effects. They may do the opposite, blunting effectiveness. Even a multivitamin can interact with prescription meds. To prevent dangerous interactions, tell your pharmacist and healthcare providers about anything you take over the counter and read accompanying safety information. We've run out of time for this week's Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.